You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, January 25th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 220%. That's how much shares of GameStop Corp are up this month. As a result, the video game retailer is on track for its best monthly gain ever. And on Friday, the stock's trading was briefly halted because of volatility. GameStop has benefited from the stay-at-home orders put in place during the pandemic, since more people are playing video games to keep themselves entertained at home. The stock's current surge appears to reflect in large part the efforts of a small group of traders who collaborate on the social platform Reddit. These traders are eager to see GameStop's value rise. Last week, short seller Citrin Research said it would hold a live stream to explain why the company's valuation was too high. But the live stream was canceled, with Citrin complaining about hackers. The next number up is $186 billion. That's roughly how much money investors funneled into Chinese bond markets in 2020, a new record. China's debt markets have become far more attractive to investors looking for higher yields, as many other countries' debt have yields that are at or even below zero. Plus, China's currency and economic growth have remained strong despite the pandemic. In particular, overseas central banks were among the major buyers of Chinese debt. U.S. and European fund managers and pension funds also took an interest in Chinese bonds. Now, with the FTSE Russell Index choosing to include Chinese sovereign debt in its World Government Bond Index, analysts expect even more money to pour into the market. Our last number is 60,000. That's how many U.S.-based employees United Airlines Holdings had at the end of last year. Those workers could soon be required to get the vaccine for COVID-19. United CEO Scott Kirby told employees last week that he believes the right thing to do is to make the vaccine mandatory. He called on other companies to follow suit. So far, very few companies have required their workers to get the vaccine, though several employers have offered bonuses to those who do. Government regulators have said that employers can have such a requirement if they allow people to opt out because of their religious beliefs or medical conditions. United has a particular interest in seeing rapid adoption of the vaccine. Airlines are hoping that getting people vaccinated sooner will boost demand for travel. Other airlines, however, have so far not followed United's lead in saying that shots will be required. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, January 25th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day!